Black, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Gunpowder Lodge. I wasn't sure if we were in Baltimore County or Harford County. We're definitely in Baltimore County. I reached David Marks. He might be coming out today. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We've already started giving away Raven scratch-offs. I walk in the Gunpowder Lodge. Two dudes are back here like, hey, you got Baltimore Positive. It must be Nestor. It's true. We're here. Raven scratch-offs from 2 until 5 next Friday. We will be moving the show out to Greenmount Station in Hampstead nice. With Chris. They're opening the casino and sports gaming. Not casino, but sports wagering out there. I'm looking forward to that. And then 2 weeks from now, back in my homeland of Dundalk, we're going to be at the Fountain at Drug City. I rented a lot of videotapes at Drug City back in my youth. It's also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill. I had Lisa Rosiniak on talking rock and roll belt buckles. And I even have my, at some point after I eat my lobster roll here, I'm going to put my Window Nation bucket hat on. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get. You need windows? Right now?
Not
if you
right
do,
now.
I got people to... Well, when you need windows, I got windows.
Okay.
Right now,
so. All right.
All right. Mike Versigliano is here. He is not just sort of my lifer pal and sort of... Are you more like a cousin or an uncle to me? I feel more cousin-y than uncle-y to me.
I think now, as we got older, it was more cousin to uncle.
In the beginning, you were almost parental.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Kind of parental early on. But now, the gap closes.
Well, you're in your 60s, right?
I just turned 70, dude.
See, I know.
I just turned 70 in September. I am a septuagenarian.
Say that three times. Are you allowed to say that here in Gunpowder Lodge?
Well, you can't. Probably sexagenarian isn't good, but septuagenarian is good.
Well, you know? I tell you what, Rasig has been with me. The first person that took me under his wing at the News American and Sports First in 1984. So I got to know Rasig the week my son was born. So I always keep track. We're now 38 years into our friendship, and you are fresh back from Italy. Of course, anybody doesn't know Rasig, get out from under a rock and get your cartoons together. Rasig has been the longtime cartoonist at the Baltimore Sun, press box, anywhere in the world they'll let him draw something, will draw something. But you like, we're not here to talk Orioles or Ravens. We're here to like, it's travel. You went to your homeland, Rosigliano.
Yes. There is a town of Rosigliano in Italy, by the way, Nestor. We have not been there. Our son has been, and my cousin has been, and one day we'll get there too.
Closest I've done is I've been to Dundalk, Ireland.
Oh, well, there you go, of course.
I took the funniest picture there because we're in election season, right? There's a newspaper in Dundalk, Ireland called the Dundalk Democrat.
That's funny, yeah.
So I took a picture out in front of a sign that says Dundalk Democrat, and I'm like, I'm probably the last one.
Right. That's right.
Well,
yeah.
We'll get some politics in here. Last week we had Odette Ramos. We had Felicia Porter. Great conversations. Barry Glassman. Today... I want to be full disclosure. Brooke Learman was scheduled to be with us today. Got pulled away. We're going to try to get her on before the election. Brooke has an open invite, and I'll say that several times because I do believe in equal time. Speaking of equal time, I did a lot of crab cakes. You know this, right?
Yes.
And the thing that sucked me in here, J.R. Van Horn is my Facebook friend. Danny Santoro, I've known forever. His beautiful daughter, Bella's running around. She's off school today. Right to my left is the Sonny Askew jersey. This is like, was a soccer place, and they do World Cup here. They have a beautiful space at Gunpowder Lodge.
Oh, my God, it's great.
If you're not from, dude, you've been walking around for half an hour, right?
I've been just walking around the grounds.
I've never been here
before, and I intend to come back with my wife. It's lovely. Yeah.
First thing I saw when I pulled up, they were walking horses from down here and below up into the park, and I saw six horses. Kids on them today. There were kids on them. I'm thinking, the kids must be off from school. Kids are off from school, right? Teacher's Day, right?
It's Teacher's Day,
right?
Yeah.
So the horses, I sent a note to my wife. I'm like, you know you can ride horses out in front of Gunpowder Lodge on Bel Air Road, and you have the kids in the back. There's like swing set back here. I mean, there's a fire pit. There's a scene, man.
Oh, listen. I mean, I have, as you know, I have new grandsons, our first grandchildren. They're identical twins.
I cannot believe that Tup is a parent.
Tup, my youngest, who's 30, who just turned 39 2 days ago.
Who named me Nasty Nestor, by the way. It's true.
It is true.
A 39-year-old man named me Nasty Nestor.
Right, and I have another that's 40, and my other son, Steve. But Tup has two sons, Frank and Red. We call him Fred as a combo. And I would love to take them out here to this playground and let them ride horses.
They'd be ready to go. Ready
yeah,
to go. Absolutely.
Be so great.
Right underneath the Corona Extra sign. By the way, so the thing that sucked me in here, because I'm looking for places, and if anybody hears this, sees this, if there's a place I haven't had a crab cake, and this was part of my deal to do this, was I wanted to go to every neighborhood. I've been in your neighborhood. I've been to Coco's, right?
Yeah, Coco's, right.
And you got three other joints right there that have crab cakes, right?
I don't. Which ones are those?
No, where the Chameleon was.
Oh, right. What's the name of that place?
We'll come up with it in a minute. But so crab cakes are ubiquitous to Baltimore. Everyone's got one, right? I've done 30 crab cakes in 30 days. I've done 31 in 31 days for my 31st anniversary. I think I'm going to do oysters next year.
Nice.
But the crab cake tour never ends because JR's a friend of mine. He's on Facebook. He's going to do the show in the last hour. And
great.
He started putting up, like, pictures of this lobster roll.
Wow.
Right? And I'm like, look at that lobster. I mean, seriously, look at that.
Fantastic.
So, right. So when you see this, and I hit him, I'm like, well, he's probably got a crab cake. And I went on the menu, and I'm like, I wonder if Danny Santoro still has that joint over there, right? Because I've been in here. Cheryl attended bar here. She's another Facebook friend, Tom Brady fan. She's one more than we have.
Yes.
And I said, I want to try to get in here today. So I hit him 2 weeks ago, right around my birthday, and I said, are you available? Yeah, this, that. Next thing you know, I have a lobster roll. And I have such a hard time because, like, I talk so much that I can't eat it. And I'll be a total slob if I try to eat it, but
yeah,
that's
well,
why
listen,
I'm here.
You know, if indeed you, let's see if I can reach in, if indeed you want just a break to eat, I have my kazoo here, Ness, so I could just
No, you get play Oriole Magic. Go ahead, come on.
Oh, my kazoo is not working.
Your kazoo's broken?
I grabbed the junky kazoo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry about that.
He came to play the kazoo. Well, so I have a lobster roll. We're going to have a crab cake. It is a Maryland crab cake tour. Rasig is back from Italy. Rasig is as big a sports fan as anyone. Like, when you come to the history and talking sports and listening to sports and believing in sports, when you go off to Italy, do you unplug or were you like looking for baseball games? Were you looking for a Ravens score? Or do you just get it? Because you were gone like 2 weeks.
I'm in a knockout fantasy survivor league. And
oh,
so one
it's
of
too
those,
early in the year to go to Italy.
Yeah. So I was hanging on these games, me and the person that invited us, Phil Jackson. And so we both had to make
not
picks.
Not that Phil Jackson.
Not the
okay,
coach
the other,
Phil Jackson. This is Judge Phil Jackson from Baltimore City. So,
okay.
So we had to make picks that week. He won, I lost on my pick, which I made in Italy. So that's about the only sports.
But you weren't on your phone, on your app, in Bologna.
I mean,
looking
the Ravens played the Bills while I was in
Italy.
Dude,
I reached to you to come on the show, right? Because that's tradition.
Yeah.
I mean, you always come on, and you were like, you 4 days getting back to me. I reached to you like on Monday or Tuesday, because I had a lot of your bunkies on, right?
Yeah.
I had Vic Carucci on.
Nice.
I had Steve Tasker on.
Great.
Right? So, I mean, I had John Murphy on, right?
Yes.
So I'm thinking, I got to get Rasig. I didn't reach to Bellani, but I was going to.
He would have been fun.
When you were unavailable, I figured, you know, it's more fun when you two do it together, right?
Yeah.
So I, like, an hour later, you're like in Italy. You're like taking pictures in like Milan or something, or like on the Amalfi Coast or something.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I guess Rasig's not doing the show this week. You picked a hell of a week to go away, missing the Buffalo game, man.
No, I had free tickets. Bill Stetka and Alex, his wife, offered us free tickets
saw
for the game.
And so it was the
only thing I'd give it up for was to go to Italy, really. But you know, I love the Ravens, too.
I gave up a Bills-Ravens game 3 years ago to go to Tokyo to see you, too.
Well, there you go.
And that's the only thing I was going to give it up for. Otherwise, I would have been in Buffalo.
Exactly. So, no, it's great. The Ravens, you know, they've struggled a bit this year with some ends of games, obviously. The Bills are riding high. So
baseball has been great.
And the baseball's been really great.
When did you get back? Did you get back in time to watch, like, first round? You were gone a while, man.
I've been around this week only, basically. So we got back, you know, the week, well, early end of last
baseball
week.
Baseball sucked me in.
Yeah, you're into
now,
it.
Now. Now, like the
Phillies.
The Phillies and the Padres have been fun for me.
Yeah.
I have a Phillies heart about me from my childhood,
right.
And I have a Padres soul. You know what I mean? So this is a little bit of a dream NLCS. If either one of them were playing individually, I'd pull for them for my friends. That, like, I had Micah Buchdahl on this week.
Oh, nice.
And his boy Ben. They're going to the, he's going to the game tonight. And I hope it goes seven. You know, the Padres and the Phillies. But I hate the Astros.
Me too.
I'm bored with the Yankees. Not, I don't right. hate the Yankees the way I did when I was young. You grew up in New York. Why do you hate that? Because you were Mets?
Because my dad hated the Yankees. My dad was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan.
Okay.
So, you know, in our household, it was, you know, again, we were on the very end of, I was born in 52 and the Brooklyn Dodgers left town in 55.
You don't remember the Brooklyn Dodgers?
Not really, you know, but I do remember that my dad, when they left, said to L.A., said, we will never root for the Dodgers in this house. So we don't root for the Dodgers.
So there's a hatred for the
Dodgers.
There's
a hatred for the L.A. Dodgers.
The Rusigliano family.
The Rusigliano family. And we already hated the Yankees.
It only dates back 65 years?
Yeah, exactly. So we had we despised those teams. My dad despised the Giants, of course, because they were the rival of the Giants. But I love the Giants secretly because I love Willie Mays. And so I kind of secretly rooted for them. But he did, when the Mets came to town in 62, he said, this will be our family team, the Mets, who won 40 games and lost 120.
It's got orange, it's got blue, it's got the Giants, it's got the Dodgers.
Right.
They're going to play where the World's Fair, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and you're an 8-year-old boy, 10-year-old boy, right?
True. So I was.
So you were saying Metsy. Is that what you're saying?
And I was a Mets fan when they beat
the Orioles. So you celebrated Orioles. 69.
Oh, I did. It really
this changes our relationship.
69.
How can I know you 38 years and not know this?
69. Well, 69 was a bad year all the way around.
Oh,
Baltimore,
and my
right?
dad would always,
you know, the Jets, the Knicks.
The Mets, right. The whole deal.
You know, all of it. So
Walt Frazier.
So, but that year made me a sports fan, too. So, I mean, I'm all in on the Orioles. I don't root for the Mets anymore, although I rooted for them this year for Buck, you know. So
I rooted for the Mets in the 73 World Series. This is the first World Series I remember. I just saw the Concepcion bat throw from the Tigers game. I saw that online. Well, this time of year, all those things show up online because they're the anniversary of October 8th, October 10th, or whatever.
Right.
The
right.
73 World Series, I remembered vividly. The A's had beaten the Orioles. I was 5 years old, right? Heartbroken. A little picture of me with Louis Aparicio. That's how old I was.
Right.
Felix Mion, like the whole deal. Rusty Staub was going to save the Mets for me. And my dad hated the Mets because of what they had done 4 years before, but I didn't have any. I was born in 68. What do I know about that? So I rooted for the Mets because I hated the A's.
My father,
they were the first team I hated, was the A's.
Well, that's cool.
Because they beat the Orioles.
Most people from Baltimore despise the Mets, because of the 69 series.
They don't let Swoboda back in. They can't get back into Sparrow's Point. It's true.
I didn't realize that. That's
they stop
that's
him right at Merritt Boulevard. You're not allowed back in Dundalk. I think that's been going on. I think we have we lost Ron. I'm not even sure. But
I don't know either. No, but Ron Swoboda, that was an amazing catch in that series, and or one that was just blind luck. Whatever it was, it was just an incredible catch.
He was original Teixeira. You know, the original guy that left here and, you know, came back and
absolutely
screwed us, you know.
Sure thing. But, yeah, I moved here in 83, and so the Orioles won the World Series there, and I was all in at that point. You know,
the football team left 4 months later.
And the football team left 4 months later, you know, and I had done.
You arrived in the middle of that.
Oh,
right?
And I got it.
And putting out a newspaper and doing cartoons.
Right.
In the middle of, like, your first cartoon was, what does Bob Irsay look like, and how can I make him a cartoon?
Right. I drew Bob Irsay so naturally after a while that, you know, and it was always fun to do that. And then, of course,
You could draw him from scratch right now. Could you just draw Bob?
I probably could, yeah. You know, just off my top of my head.
I got to tell you this, because you're in the middle of your rant about your father, and we're going to hate the Dodgers and all that.
Yeah.
And all I could think about, I'm getting old now. I'm 54.
Yeah, you're 54.
You made the Irsay dummy, the original Irsay paper mache dummy, right?
Right.
So the dummy had gotten punched in the face at Bud Craven's bar down at Schaefer's downtown on Calvert Street, right? Somebody had concaved Bob's jaw.
Right.
So you had to repair Bob's jaw. And in the meantime, the bar went out of business. There was nowhere to put the dummy.
Right.
And the dummy wound up on a stick in my possession, October 14th, 1996, we played the Indianapolis Colts of Jim Harbaugh, of Tony Siragusa,
right,
of Ted Marchabrota. We had Vinny, we had Derek Alexander, and a very, very young green Ray Lewis. And we flew out to Indianapolis, and I had Ursay's head on a stick.
Yes.
I have lots of pictures of this. And I was Jimmy Ursay making news this week, right? So I'm walking through the plaza where the train station is and the Hooters, and they had a giant rally. It was a Sunday night TNT game, right, in Indianapolis. It was big open space. It's October, a little chill out in the air. And I'm walking through Indianapolis with Ravens fans dressed like Barney with Bob Ursay's head on a stick, right?
Yeah.
As I hold up a French fry at Gunpowder Lodge. And a little old lady comes up to me, and she says, "It's been 12 goddamn years. You got your own football team now. Let it be." And I thought, woman, you have no idea how angry we are. And even I, at 54 now, can laugh about that.
Right.
26 years ago this week. And then I let it go when I went to the Super Bowl out there and I saw little beautiful children like Bella here and grandmothers and people out in the Midwest enjoying the Colts, enjoying the Super Bowl. And I thought, you know what? We've had a parade. We were about to have another one. Didn't even realize we were going to, a year later, we would win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
But this was the melancholy of Lee Evans and Cundiff that I let it go. I can tell you when it was. It was 2012, Super Bowl of 12. It took me 28 years. So I carried that cross, that grudge, you know, that heavy, heavy burden of the grudge for 28 years.
Right.
Have you let the Dodger thing go or no?
I mean, I still don't like the Dodgers now. I don't root for them. That's just, indifference
to
my dad.
Were you awake when the Padres beat them the other night?
No, I was
not. Dude, that was spectacular.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen that. So I would have enjoyed that, you know, and my dad would have enjoyed that. So.
No, I mean, not being anti-Dodger, because I'm not a Dodger hater. I have a Dodger hat. I love Dodger Stadium. I love Vin Scully.
Well, I love Vin Scully, too.
Did you see his mansion?
No.
$16 million mansion?
No. You saw
Vin Scully. No, it's for sale.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking, he lived well. I mean, his place looked like James Bond, dude.
Oh, my God.
I've been to the Playboy mansion. His place looked nicer.
Wow, no kidding.
I'm not kidding.
And I loved John Miller when he was here, and I love John Miller, but I love when he would do Vin Scully, too. So that's another reason why I love Vin Scully.
When you got John Miller, you got everybody, right?
Yeah, exactly. You got them all.
You got Cosell. You could do an inning as anyone.
Ness, you are one of my favorite people in Baltimore of all time, but John Miller is my favorite. I mean, that John Miller...
He ain't even from here.
I know that. When I first came here and ended up on the News American...
I like John Miller more than I like me.
I had a late shift at the time, and I used to listen to Phil Wood, who is my good friend, and I used
only sports radio I ever listened to was Phil Wood. That's true.
And I love John Miller on the shows, and it made all those shifts at the News and those late shifts go by so great and so fun for me. Both guys.
I walked, dude. I remember your little glass area right off the elevator where Mark Hyman used to sit. And I remember you with your little easel and drawing in there.
Yes.
And you'd have the game on.
Sure.
I mean, I remember that about.
And the other thing.
I was 15 years old, man.
And the other thing about the News American that, you know, and people out here may, some people might not even remember the News American, but of course you and I do and work there. But the other thing that I loved about the News American was John Steadman, and who was a great friend and great fan of yours. And, you know, and who loved.
My biggest fan.
Yeah.
Literally.
Really, of course. And he loved to come back to the art department and tell him, as soon as he knew I was an NFL fan, he came back to that art department often and would just tell me all these Colts stories, you know, of all these great, you know, 50s Colts players, and I'd be like all ears.
Claude Buddy Young.
Exactly. And it would just be John's way of telling it, too, of course.
Legend of Steadman being in the News American newsroom and it being completely quiet, and you'd hear, "Give me a C!"
Oh, I never
Give
caught that.
Give me an
that. O! I never caught that. God, I wish I could have caught that.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
Mike Ricigliano's here. I'm chewing on food, and this is a lobster roll that I'm going to reheat the butter, and I'm going to eat this fresh during the break. We're giving away Maryland lottery scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. I have some Ravens ones left. We're going to have a new game soon. Our friends at Goodwill, and of course, Window Nation. Rasig is fresh back from Italy. What are you going to say about Italy, man? Give me the rundown on that.
We went as guests of our friend Phil Jackson and his wife Maria.
How many cities?
Newly married, about seven, maybe six.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we did a lot in 2 weeks.
But this was like in a car, or like on a bus, or like with people, or no? Just
trains, mostly trains. We had a driver one day because we went out to Tuscany and we did wine tasting. So we actually hired a driver.
I saw these pictures,
which was amazing.
I've never been to Italy. I've canceled three different trips to Italy.
You must go. I mean, honestly,
first time my wife got the flu, the second time she got cancer, the third time she got cancer.
Right. Well, you got to go. I mean, you've traveled more places than anyone I know, and you have not been to Italy. That's stunning, but you've got to go.
I've tried.
You've got to go. Yeah, you certainly tried.
Well, Springsteen's playing there next spring. So there's a chance. You know, there's always a chance.
And the Winter Olympics, I think, are there in, what would it be, 2026 or 2025?
In Turin, where are they doing them?
I thought that the Winter Olympics were going to be there. I'm not sure, but
I've lost track of the Olympics.
Right.
It's all I can do to stay up with the World Cup when I'm out here at Gunpowder Lodge.
So go when Springsteen's there. What a perfect trip that'd be. But yeah,
where's your favorite place?
Well, we love Cinque Terre. So Cinque Terre is on the coast, and it's up in the mountains. So you can hike to five different towns, you know, along the mountains and along the coastline, and it's beautiful. And I have a great story of a person that we met in Cinque Terre 9 years ago, because we went 9 years ago.
I saw this story today on social media.
Right, yes.
Tuba.
Tuba is his
name. All right,
name, now yes.
I hear about Tuba.
Yes, yes. So you want me to tell that now?
I got to hear about Tuba.
So Tuba is a man that was our Airbnb, not Airbnb, but an apartment host in Cinque Terre when we arrived there 9 years ago.
So this is your second trip to Italy?
This is our second trip.
Okay.
And he was 80 years old at the time that we met him. And he was very proud of his strength. He would always flex his muscles. And he would pull the boats in from the on the seashore. That was one of his jobs. A lot of young people did it, but Tuba would also do that because he was strong. So we were enamored with this guy. And
does he speak English?
He doesn't speak really good English, but he speaks a little English. Anyway, on this return trip, we were going back to Cinque Terre as guests of our friends. And so Terry, my wife, says, well, we've got to try and find Tuba again, you know, and so.
And you're wondering, A, is he alive?
Yeah, we don't even know
if he's
alive. Because
he was 80 years old.
He was 80 at the time. 81. 81 at the time. And so we get there and we're wandering. We go to the restaurant that we went to 9 years ago to ask. And they said, yes, Tuba comes here every night. And he sits at the restaurant at 6 o'clock and he just hangs out. We're like, oh my God, Tuba's alive. We're coming alive. So we come back the next night and he's not there. It's raining out, so he's not there.
And so
we're like, oh no. So we come back a few more times, not there. And we're leaving the next morning. So we figure we've blown it. We're not going to see Tuba, you know. And so the next morning we get up. It's not raining. And we're leaving at 11 o'clock. And we have a couple of hours to kill, and we said, let's just walk around town. Maybe we'll, by chance, run into the guy. You know, who knows? Because we didn't know what his address was. We didn't remember that. So we're wandering around, and sure enough, on the street, here's Tuba.
You run into him.
We recognize him, and we're like, Tuba! You know, so Terry shows him the photos from 2013 when we went, and we explained it to him. And, Ness, he was so joyful. He was embracing us. He was like, you have made my day, you know, blah, blah, blah. He goes on. He ends up taking us to his little family winery that he had on the street in Cinque Terre and pouring us some wine. We toasted him in the...
Traveling's so awesome, isn't it?
It was like the greatest...
Isn't traveling the best?
It was such a great thing. So, you know, we're preparing a package for him to send to Tuba at his winery, his little wine place. And I did a little caricature of him for him, too. So flexing his muscles, of course. And we're going to send that to him, and along with the photos that we took in Cinque Terre. It literally tickled us almost as much as the news that we were going to be grandparents. Not quite as much, but still great, you know.
Well, fresh back from Italy, the Italian stallion himself, Mike Resigliano. I'm going to take a break because some folks want me to sign some books here. I'm giving away some Maryland Lottery scratch-off tickets. We're Gunpowder Lodge, man. We are in Baltimore County. We are in Kingsville on Baltimore County side of the Gunpowder. It's all brought to you by our friends at Goodwill. And, of course, Window Nation. I may put the bucket hat on here. Resig's going to stick around. I want to talk some sports with you. I want to talk a little Orioles. I want to get some Ravens in. I want to talk some sports cartooning and some art stuff as well.
Great.
In regard to media. And we're having fun. I have a lobster roll. I'm about to get a crab cake. I'm giving away some copies of Purple Rain 1, Purple Rain 2. We are going to be next week at Greenmount Station in Hampstead, 2 to 5 on Friday. Maybe a little earlier than that, so stay tuned to our social media on that. And then in Dundalk at Drug City at the Fountain 2 weeks from now. That would be the 4th of November. And then I'm heading to Toronto to see.
Here's Tuba, by the way. I just want to show you a photo.
This is it right here. The camera's here.
Tuba. There's my man, Tuba.
You know, only here can we bring an Italian man from the streets of Cinque Terre right here to Kingsville, Maryland. I'm Nestor. We are WNST. AM 1570. Stay with us. We're doing Baltimore Positive. Out in the county, hon. Stay with us.